This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
So what's the first thing you look for when you walk into someone's house? How high up their TV is. Well, that's an interesting thing to look for.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see TV size maybe.
Yeah.
But how high up it is.
Are you judging? Because if it's too high, you got to cramp your neck to watch
right.
it.
And it's, you know. That's annoying. Hmm. How organized it is. If clutter's everywhere, I'm out. The cat smell, because I'm allergic.
Oh, yep.
My 7-year-old will look for spider webs. Oh, that's got to be fun when your kid, Mom, I found one.
No, shh, shut up.
Look at, there's spider webs everywhere.
This place is nasty.
I like to see if the homeowner washes their hands. I have a friend who has a cat. She constantly strokes the cat's fur and then will offer me food without washing her hands. I never accept the food. You know what? It is cat owners that get the bad rap about this.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of do.
First thing I notice is the price of the house. Why? Because I'm that guy that will Zillow your home before I come in.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm fascinated by that. I have to know. I don't know why I have to know. I'm not like, oh, it's not so much that they paid for this house. I don't like it. I'm just curious because I'm like, oh, you got all this house for that price? That's mm-hmm. amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I know it's nosy and I know it's rude, but
it is your Gladys Kravitz side of you.
Yep.
Oh,
you are
truly.
Such a nosy old woman. You have to know all this stuff and look at old pictures from the listing before they bought it. Oh, look at that.
I will always say Ryan's last house, not the one he's currently in, was my favorite house ever.
That was a great house.
That house was epic in every way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was too big for you. You didn't need that.
It was. BS.
Too much to clean.
It was. Who needs 5 bathrooms?
Nobody.
Jeez. Yeah. Gross.
I'm going to be looking for their pets if they have any. Duh. I'm not there for the humans.
Oh, cute.
Same.
Yeah.
It's so cute. Oh, if they have great dogs, I'm there for that.
Yeah.
I'm down on the floor playing with the dogs.
So sweet. And they're like, did you want to have dinner? I don't care.
I'm just here for them.
First thing you look for when you walk into a house is their vents to see how dirty they are. Another one you could add to that, the vent in the bathroom, the exhaust fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, a lot of bathroom things. I do look at all that. I'm like, huh, lots of dust in the corners there. You're really not truly cleaning it.
I always look at the wall color to see if it's wild, weird, or dull. I always like to see if they wear shoes inside. I will not be taking mine off if they do. How gross.
Oh, look at this one, Ryan. Dirty trim and baseboards.
Yeah.
That's true. Telling you.
It's not good, guys.
No, it isn't. And you really taught me that.
Quarterly clean them.
I'm not going to go that far, but
secrets, their decor. Is it Hobby Lobby style or from Home Interiors from the 80s?
It's called vintage and it's cool again.
The first thing I look for is to see if there is a mound of shoes that I trip over at the front door. I really hate when I'm invited to a social event at someone's house and I'm expected to remove my shoes.
Oh,
I bet you're not from here. Because that is just so Minnesotan to, like, take your shoes off.
It is. But you know what? I feel like when I used to watch Sex and the City, your shoes are part of your outfit. They're in these stilettos or these fancy boots. It's part of their outfit. So when they walk in, they don't want to take off their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But then they ruin your floor with their stilettos.
See? Mm. She ain't good. I judge their decorating skills. Don't mean to, but I do. Sorry. Your host is basic.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
You're a basic
that
is.
I always try to spy to see if they make their bed.
Oh, gosh, you're creeping in the room?
Yeah, they just do a little peek, you know what I mean? You always know it's an adventure if their bedroom door is closed. Because you're like, oh, what are they hiding? What are they hiding? Because if it's made up and it looks great, you're not going to just shut the door.
Yeah, our master bedroom is literally right next to where you open the front door.
Oh.
It is right there. So it has to be presentable every day. It's
see?
Not, but it needs to be.
Bedroom's upstairs. No one will ever see it.
Yeah, very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
First thing I notice are the smells. Then I look around to see where they keep their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, ew. Sick.
Right by the door, you're like, huh?
Yeah. I look to see if it looks lived in or magazine perfect.
That's what I call my home.
What's that? Lived in?
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. We'll go with that. I can't say magazine perfect.
No way.
Crisco's house, very lived in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking indentations in the furniture.
In the wood floors.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how I could get a butt imprint in there, but yeah. I did it.
You're special.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said.
Sure did.